This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Donald Trump's lawyers are saying that they are not prepared to ask the witness currently on the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial questions. The witness on the stand is Jeffrey McConney, the Trump Organization's own former controller, someone who worked at the Trump Organization for about 40 years. And Trump's lawyers are begging Justice Merchan, please don't have him testify. We're not ready to question him. Justice Merchan rejected that. And it's been an eventful morning thus far, with Donald Trump already being held in contempt for the 10th time so far during his criminal trial. And Jeff McConney's testimony has been very, very significant for the prosecution. Here is what Andrew Weissman said about this whole ordeal. Weissman is currently in the courtroom. He said, file this under truly lame excuses. Donald Trump's lawyers are saying that they are not prepared for Jeff McConney to testify. He is the Trump Organization's longtime controller, and he testified at the other criminal trial against the Trump Organization, where the Trump Organization was found liable for over a dozen felonies, found guilty for over a dozen felonies. Discovery was provided about McConney a long time ago. Justice Merchan swiftly rejected this request by Donald Trump's lawyers. And McConney's testimony, let me just tell you, it may not have been as dramatic as Hope Hicks or as dramatic as Keith Davidson or as dramatic as David Pecker, but I think it's been even more significant. But let's just go back a little bit. As Donald Trump arrived for trial today, he had with him that stack of papers that he has someone on his campaign payroll who I think the Political Action Committee pays like $8,500 a month. I think she's made over $105,000 to follow Donald Trump around with a portable printer. And then she gives him articles that the campaign thinks that he'll like and Trump's lawyers think that he'll like, so it makes Trump feel good. So he starts off the proceedings getting these, getting the stack of paper from Natalie Harp. And he starts going through it with the press, and he talks about how unfair these witnesses are. Here, take a look at what he says right here before he arrived in court. Play this clip.
Absolutely no case. It's a political hoax. It's election interference. Anything they can do, and even the witnesses they want to bring up, they have nothing to do with the case. This is a ridiculous situation. Not fair. Not fair. But we will fight. Thank you.
Then he arrived in court, and as we discussed in another video, you should go and check it out, Donald Trump was then swiftly found in contempt by Justice Merchan for the 10th time. Justice Merchan admonished Donald Trump to his face and said, you're leaving me no choice. The next time you do this, I am throwing you in jail. Do you understand? I didn't want it to get like this, but clearly these fines aren't stopping you, the monetary fine. So the next time you do this, I am putting you in jail. Then we had Jeff McConney show up. As I mentioned, Donald Trump's longtime controller. There he is right there. You see the courtroom sketch of him. Here he is walking into court. Here's another photo of him right there. The people call Jeffrey McConney, Trump Organization's former controller, and Trump's civil fraud trial co-defendant. Hat tip to Adam Klasfeld, who's in the courtroom and live posting about it as well. Klasfeld then explains, as usual during direct examination, Jeff McConney begins by going over his background, his job routine, what he did at the Trump Organization for close to 40 years before he retired. McConney continued to describe the daily operations of the Trump Organization. Then it gets to the approval of paying invoices. Now, the prosecution has to ask McConney all of those questions to establish a foundation, to build the foundation for the fact that McConney is aware how invoices are paid. McConney is aware of the organization, how he works with the former chief financial officer at the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, how he knows about Michael Cohen, how Trump likes things to be paid, how the books and records are kept, which is all, of course, very important in a case involving the falsification of business records. McConney is then asked if Alan Weisselberg sometime approved invoices by email. McConney answered yes. Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo hands a thumb drive over to McConney. McConney identifies it by his scribble, and the thumb drive contains emails, notes, and reports from the general ledger, Form 1099s regarding payments, McConney explains. Then the prosecutor goes through with McConney detailed, exacting questions to authenticate all of these records. I have enough to read already to keep up with the news to host this show, and I definitely don't want to spend my time comparing the overwhelming paperwork of life insurance policies on my own. So I got Policy Genius, because with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a growing family, and making sure my family is protected is more important than ever to me. That's why I'm so happy to have Policy Genius as my guide through the confusing world of insurance policies. Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. Their award-winning agents will guide you through the process. The best part is, in my opinion, you can actually trust their advice since they have no incentive to recommend one insurer over another. It's truly the best experience possible. I was able to easily compare America's top insurers in just a few clicks and found the best rate within minutes. Your Works Life Insurance may not offer you the coverage you need in a disaster, and most importantly, it does not follow you if you leave your job or get a new one. Thankfully, you know you always get the coverage you need no matter what with Policy Genius. Don't take my word for it. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers just like you who were able to find the perfect coverage. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com/Midas or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Midas. policygenius.com/Midas. Then they get into who is Michael Cohen. McConney says, McConney goes, he was a lawyer. The prosecutor asks what Alan Weisselberg said about paying Michael Cohen, and McConney mentions the complaint about his end-of-year bonus and that there was other money that was owed to Cohen. So they're really getting into when Cohen was reimbursed for the hush money payments that Cohen made to Stormy Daniels. And McConney right here, this is why McConney's testimony may not be right now as dramatic as Hope Hicks or as dramatic as Pecker or Keith Davidson, but this is a falsification of business records case, folks. So when you have McConney saying that, what was Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer, telling you about paying Cohen? And McConney goes, well, we've got to pay him other money that Cohen was owed. McConney agrees that his and Alan Weisselberg notes of Cohen's reimbursements were kept in a locked drawer. So that's suspicious, the keeping it in a locked drawer. The jury sees the notes jotted on the Essential Consultants LLC account statement for First Republic. And now they're going through the notes that Alan Weisselberg took and the notes that McConney took regarding the payments that Cohen made through a shell company that Cohen set up. So they're all corroborating right now the Cohen payments that were made to Stormy Daniels. $180,000, which McConney says includes the Stormy Daniels reimbursement, plus some money for what's called Red Finch. And then the notes that McConney is saying, it says, grossed up to $360,000, which McConney says is for tax purposes, additional bonus $60,000. So McConney's reading his notes right now, talking about $180,000 payment, which includes payments made to Stormy reimbursement. I mean, this is in notes, reimbursing Stormy Daniels for the $130,000 that she was paid. Then it's gross up. So that when Cohen would have to pay taxes on it, it would cover the payment that was made and Cohen wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. And then it has this thing called Red Finch. Red Finch is other money that allegedly Cohen had paid to like online polling companies. The notations that McConney's going through adds the sum total to $420,000, the figure representing Cohen's total reimbursement. Prosecutors said that that was paid in monthly increments of $35,000, masked by 34 falsified business records that were then changed to make it seem like they were legal expenses that were owed to Cohen, when in fact that's not what they were at all. McConney emails Cohen in February of 2017, just a reminder to get me the invoices you spoke to Alan about. So here you have McConney emailing Cohen, get me the invoices you spoke to Alan about, that you paid Stormy Daniels and this Red Finch, and we're going to gross it up to $360,000. Michael Cohen then sent his invoices to Alan Weisselberg via Jeff McConney that day, February 14, 2017, the email evidence shows. McConney then goes to his account payable supervisor, Deborah Tarasoff, on February 14, 2017. Please pay from trust, post to legal expenses, put retainer for the months of January and February 2017 in the description. You have Trump's lawyers, objection, objection, objection. The judge is saying, no, these are business records. They can absolutely come in right here. And so that's where we are right now with McConney, and McConney's tying this from Weisselberg to Trump, the payments that are being made right here to Michael Cohen for the payments to Stormy Daniels. So that's what's happened thus far with this witness. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Thank you for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.